Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Vukovic. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Potek scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch White attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fitzmaurice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Vukovic and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Stinson moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stinson scores. Potek moves to third. It's 6 to nothing, Royals. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7 to nothing, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Dent moves to third. Broemer moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dent tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.